Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. This year should be a special schus. Refuas Esther Rus, Bas Naomi Sarah, Refuas Miriam, Bas Chaya, Besoch Sha'ar Chole Yisrael. We are going to be continuing our series of Shiurim on Midos Tovos. And we were talking about the Midah of Kavod, based on the Ali Shor of Hagon HaTzadik, Rav Shlomo Volba, Zichrono Livracha, Chelek Beis. This is on page Resh Chof Zayin. So we spoke about the importance of Adinut HaNefesh, of being a refined personality. Now we're going to be discussing Kibud Av V'Em. A child, in his nature, honors and fears his parents. A child understands instinctively that parents are those who should be respected. But we should know that the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em is different than the natural feeling that a child has. It says in the Torah, Ish imo ve'aviv tiro. So when it talks about fearing one's parents, being in awe of one's parents, first it says the mommy, and then it says the daddy, Ish, Imo, his mommy, Ve'aviv, and the father, Tiro, should fear. Why? So Gemara says, Rashi brings it, that it's Galui Lefanov, God knows, that a child is more likely to fear his father. The father is more often the disciplinarian. It's like that in many homes, I know exceptions. In my home growing up, my father was definitely the one we had more yira from. And as the pasuk says, as Rashi says, Sheben yareis aviv yoser me'imo. But the mommy, you know, the mother makes lunch. She does the laundry, she takes care of the children. She's sweet. Mother is less of a disciplinarian, so the child doesn't have natural fear of the mother. But when it comes to kavod, the Torah first mentions the father, Kabed es avicho ve'esimecho. Why? Because the child is more likely to honor the mother. Because the mother, mishadol so betvarim, she speaks sweetly to him. My entire kin, my little angel, my sweet boy, my beautiful little girl. So the mother is the sweetheart. And therefore the child is going to want to respect the mother more because she's the one who speaks not more nicely and she's more nurturing maybe. The Torah says, no. When it comes to Yira, first it says, Ish, Imo, Ve'aviv, Tiro. First fear your mother. Because you're more likely to fear your father. You have to know. To fear your mother. Go against your nature. When it comes to Kavod, you're more likely to honor your mother. So therefore the Torah says, no. First honor your father, Kaved es avicho. And only then, Ve'esimecho. So you see from here that we shouldn't rely on the natural sense of reverence and honor. A person has to create a new relationship with his parents based on the Torah's dictates, and that is to work on strengthening the fear of his mother and the honor of his father. That's the Kibud Av V'Em of the Torah. But what does Kavod mean? What does it mean? It's just an abstraction. You know, one of the problems with other religions is that they often have beautiful ideas, but they're fuzzy. So of course they'll tell you in other religions, I'm assuming, no expert, but honor your parents. But what are the details? There's no religion in the world, L'Havdil Alfei Hevdalos, that goes so into the minutiae of how to act in every specific situation. Of course, other religions are going to say, don't steal. But what does it mean not to steal? Shol shalom idas is a gazlan, when you borrow without asking. That's called stealing. What about stealing for pikuach nefesh? Are the matzil atzma mon chaver or not? Big discussion about that. Gemara in the poskim. One's not allowed to kill. What does it mean one's not allowed to kill? In what circumstances? What about saving oneself? Must one be a complete pacifist? So the Gemara tells us, the Torah doesn't say, Chazal say, Balaharga Chashkem Laharga. Certain instances one is allowed to kill. Other religions say maybe don't abort a child. But what exactly does that mean? Does that always apply? Let's say the child's endangering the mother's life and embarrassing somebody. Chazal tells us that's like killing them. So many, many details of halachas that guide us exactly how to act in every situation so that we can maximize our religious behavior. So here we have it, beloved friends. What does kabedus avicha v'simecha mean? I honor my parents, a general idea. Honor, honor. Gemara says, machil, give him food. Mashke, give him to drink. Machnis, motzi, accompany him in, out. Actually interesting, the other critics within Judaism and outside of Judaism often were critical of the excessive focus on details. But if a person doesn't have those details, then a person can end up being a thief in a more subtle way, a murderer in a more subtle way. So we need all the details to tell us, not even in the slightest, that we should act perfectly in every situation and not just leave it up to our own decision making. Because if you leave things up to human beings, the more psychology studies man, the more they realize how complex we are and how complex our decisions are. And we're very, very far from being objective about doing what's right. And we don't even know what's objectively right a lot of times. So, Baruch Elokeinu, Shebra'anu l'chlodo, v'ftilanu menatoim, v'nasan lanu Torah emes. And it wasn't enough. V'chaye olam nata v'sochenu. So the kavod that's mechuyev in the Torah is eat, drink, and that's the Gemara already. And then the poskim are marchiv when you go through the Tshuvas Svarim, Shulchan Aruch, the Nosei Kelim, the Rambam, the Nosei Kelim, Tshuvas Svarim, Ad Yameinu, thousands and tens of thousands of shailas. What about in this case and in that case? What about a conflict between my mother doesn't want me to have a beard, even though my mother doesn't tell me not to have a beard. Anyway, I don't know if she has any objections, but seems pretty non-negotiable, certainly at this point. But let's say the mother doesn't want the child. My mother's a tzaddikus, by the way. I just want to make that public. Let's say the mother doesn't want the beard, and the child wants the beard. Conflict. So the Gemara already says, the conflict between Shabbos and Kibbutz Avim. Say, mother and father, I love you more than life itself, but I'm going to be keeping this Shabbos. Even though you told me that we're going to the beach, and I'm driving, it's not happening. So when it comes to Mitzvah Daraisa, like Shabbos, but Mitzvah Darabanan, probably also, right? The Gemara doesn't say, but certainly. Now to be over Averis. What about Menhagim? A beard isn't Mamash Achiyu, right? I like having it. Makes me look very Jewish, and I like looking Jewish. Tzuras Yehudi, Dari Daras. What about the Payas? I don't have, but let's say I did. I mean, I have kosher ones, right? They go down over here, but let's say I want to have the thick ones, and my parents object. What do you do? Shaila, I want to learn in yeshiva. My parents want me to go to university. As we speak, there are dozens and dozens and dozens of kids who are having that argument with their parents, meaning they're in the middle. Their kids came back from Israel, or about to come back from Israel for the year. They want to do Shana Bet, Shana Gimel, Shana Dalet, Shana Hey. I personally, Siyat Dishmaya, when I was right before my 16th birthday, I started my Shana Aleph, and then I did Shana Bet, then I did Shana Gimel, then I did Shana Dalet, then I did Shana Hey, then Zion, and then Yud Tes, then Chof Gimel, Chof Tes, and that was before I was my 16th birthday. Pretty soon I'm going to be hitting my 47th birthday, so Kodesh Baruch Hu was mizakin me. I had good parents. I have good parents. Ozayin Gesindishtak. But not every parent says to their kid, I'm going to let you learn the next 31 years in Israel. Not every parent says, you don't want to go to college. All right. Not going to ruin our relationship. So what do? College. Parents. Kibbutz Avim. Gemara says in the Bavli, you can equate Kibbutz Avim. to Kavod HaMakom, the Yerushalmi goes further and says Kibud Avim is greater than Kavod HaMakom. Doesn't mean you're allowed to be over averus for your parents. So we have this conflict. University versus yeshiva. Listen to your parents. And say the parents say, no. You could go to university, you can go to yeshiva. But we want you to do college at night. Or half day, half day. What do you do? Or they say, we want you to do college in America. And the kid says, no, I'll stay in Eretz Yisrael. And I'll get my degree online. The old online degree. Pay the college a few $1,000s. They're happy they got their money. Write a few papers. Degree. Get some credits from here, some credits from there. And maybe a couple of summer schools. You get Misora. Is it Mutter, is it not? Ask your Rav. And has his degree. So what do? Parents? Lima Torah. Or the parents want you to go to one yeshiva. You want to go to a different yeshiva. Say, my parents want me to be Litvish. They want me to go to Panovich. And I want to be Hasidish. I want to go to the Visions yeshiva. And my father says, no, the Gedolei Olam are in Panovich, or Be'el Pavarsky's in Panovich, and Rav Gershon Elstein's in Panovich. Gedolei Olam. And I say, yeah, I also want to be a chassid. If I want to learn from Rav Beryl, Sefer Bad Kodesh, every day I can have a Seder. I can spend 4 hours just learning through his farm. If Shiurei Hagon Rav Baruch Dov Pavarsky on the Masechtas, I can be in Panovich and Vishnus at the same time. My father says, no, I don't want you to Friday night instead of sitting at the Rebbe's Tish. I want you to be Steigen the whole night away, learning. Steigen is also sitting at a tish. But maybe my father doesn't think so. This is all I'm making it up. This is not an argument I have with my parents. Baruch Hashem. I'm trying not to argue with my parents. But what do you do? Kibud Avim? Limud Torah? Which yeshiva? The one my parents want me to go to, the one I want to go to. All these are discussed. So, Baruch Hashem, we have a Torah that tells us what to do. Every situation is different. That's Kavod. What about Yira? Don't sit in their place. This is my father's makom. At home, my father has a place at the head of the table. It's a holy place. We don't sit there. Father's place. My father says something. My mother says something. Yira. I don't contradict. You're wrong, Mom. Throw away the key, right? You can't do that. You can't say to your mother, your father, you're wrong. You argue with them. No. What about agreeing with them? Yeah, you're right, Dad. Your dad needs you to tell you that he's right. You know, sometimes I hear non-Jews talking about their parents, and they call them by their first name. Yeah, Mike is... Mike? Who are you calling Mike? Mike is that thing that you use in order to amplify your voice. There's a large crowd. That's a mic. Oh, calling your father Mike. Yeah, why not? They're nice to their father, just not on a first name basis. But we know that's against Yira. Avi Moiri, Imi Morasi. So we have to know that we have our own rules in Judaism. You have to stand up. They walk into the room, you stand up. So, my parents are mochel. No, don't get up from me. I'm not mochel. And not because I'm such a person who's running after cup. Because I know my kid isn't doing it for me. He's doing it for God. But I think it's great chinuch. Kids learn to respect their parents. They get up for them. So some parents aren't comfortable with it. No, where am I? I also know I'm a nobody. But my kid isn't allowed to know that. The kid has to respect me. It says in Chayodim that you have to think your parents are mechashuvev nechbodei haoretz. Say for Charedim already. I think they're very important people. It's a chant. It's also kivur aveim b'machshav. Steht in Gemara of Yosef, when he heard his mother's footsteps, he would get up. He'd have to get up for the Shechina. Mechabdam b'chayim, mechabdam b'moysam. One of the Tzlana person loses a parent. Sometimes somebody says, yeah, recently lost my grandmother. I'm like, just text her. You'll find her and you bring her home. But unfortunately, that's usually not what it means. And I don't ever make that joke. I'm just making it now so nobody gets offended. I don't want to offend anybody, but I like to make that texting joke. I have one other texting joke, which I'll just say now to get it out of the way, then we can go fight during this year. But imagine if there was texting at Har Sinai. And the Jews were like about to make the egel. And before it, so they did it, Aaron said, you know what rabbis say? Let's text Moshe Rabbeinu and see what's up. Maybe something's a little off here, and he's still coming back. And there would be the Cheder Egel. But what I'm guessing is that there'd be no reception up there in Shemaim anyway, so the text wouldn't go through. So it's very, very chomer, these mitzvahs. It's also kibud ave'em, a person's away from home, to call his parents. To call your parents as much as they want you to call them. Some parents want to be called daily. I know some people speak to their parents numerous times a day. Some parents don't want to be called very much at all. Some people, they put their parents in old age homes and visit them once every time they die, and that's it. And they don't have anything to do with their parents. There's an old line that one mother can take care of 10 kids, but 10 kids can't take care of one mother. As always, unfortunately. But the Torah doesn't want us to do that, to just farm him out. Before I mentioned the summer school, Farmingdale, that's where Yeshiva Bachim like to get their extra credits. So the parents like to farm out their parents, move on with their lives. Let the old fogies do what old fogies do. But no. It's not the Torah way. Sometimes they can't take care of them. Send them, they'll have social interactions, they'll have good meals, etc. My great grandmother was in an old age home. Last shalom. Miss her. Anyway, it wasn't because we didn't love her, but that was the people who were going to give her the best care. So we visited her, we called her. Fortunately, I didn't do it enough, but I only realized that after she passed away. So for any of those who have living older relatives, parents or grandparents or great-grandparents, chaberayim, they don't last forever. Neither do we. So, person has to call his parents. Person has to text them if they want to be texted. Just be in touch. How are you, Mom? How are you, Dad? How are things going? Miss you. I love you. Visit. Whatever the parents want. Kama shem rotzi. To be mesamech them. If Dessler has a letter in the Michtav Melio, Michtav Melio is the letters from Melio. I always say, Tzalun Michtav Melio is over in the Chemer of Rabbeinu Gershom. Rabbeinu Gershom says, now I'll read other people's letters. Michtav Melio, 5 volumes of someone's letters. Anyway, he wants us to read them. So, Eshreibt Azoy Tzizayin Tate. He writes like this to his father. El hoid hadras kvoid adoni ovi moiri verabi. To the splendorous, glorious, honorable, my master, my father, my teacher. Mashpialai shifas toiv ad belidai. He gives me so much good without an end. Kimei oz gam ata. Like back then, today as well. We have to remember, most of us are living off our parents, right? If we're young, then we're literally day to day. But even if we're not, if they pay for our education and we're working, so we're only able to work because we have that degree, right? We wouldn't have gone to elementary school, high school, and college. They're not giving us that job, right? Who paid for that? Mom and Dad. And they helped us buy an apartment. Most times, parents, they help with the down payment. The apartment I'm living in, the house I'm living in, parents. If you have such a karas hatov, if you have in-laws, everything they did for your spouse, just bring them to the world. But all that they did, kimeoz, like from day one, just teaching them to brush their teeth. Somebody told me he was in an orphanage. The kids pasha didn't know how to brush their teeth. I said, it's so simple to brush your teeth. My parents told me when I was so small. But that's only because I had parents. Not everybody does. And have to remember everything we got, the fact that we learned how to read. Try getting a job without being able to read. Parents paid for that. And the fact that we're alive, they took us to doctors when we were sick, took penicillin, antibiotics. Parents. Kara said, Tov, we have to, you know, sometimes I think of the magnitude of how much we owe our parents, and I'm just flabbergasted. I'm almost paralyzed. Like, what do I do now? If they did all that for me, then what can I do for them? I wouldn't exist without them. So, what means more to me than anything in this world, just about, not everything, but just about everything, you'll forgive me for being a little bit open here, but, you know, very intimate meeting, is my existence. It means a lot to me. And I only have it because of my parents. And I think you can owe yours to your parents. There is one religion, they have something, and other, you know, paganistic, mythological stories of somebody who didn't have parents exactly, or funny story over there, right? But we all know you can only have a mommy and a daddy. That's the only way you can get here. A real human daddy, a real human mommy, they come together and they create you. They give the body, and God gives the soul. You know, God makes the body also, because that is one little drop of sperm and an egg. How does that make a human being? With teeth, nice hard teeth, and a nose with a bone, boop, comes right out like that. Round eyes, with most complex eyes, just human eyes, beyond complex. Human ear, how we hear. Every time I read descriptions, I mean, I don't even know what half the words mean, I'm just blown away. And that body came from my parents, but God obviously made it, you know. I was just sitting in my mother's stomach for 9 months, and then all of a sudden I came out. Bari Vishalom, it's just unbelievable. Not only that, when I came out, there I was, standing right at Har Sinai, right? Upper Manhattan, that's where I was born, Mount Sinai Hospital. It's great to be started. It's great to start your life at Har Sinai, isn't it? So may Allah, is all the things your parents ever did for you. Gamata, and now also, if that's what says to his father, even now you're doing things for me. We have to remember even what our parents do for us now. Maybe as we get older, it's less. But still, everything they do for us. Just the fact that right now, as we speak, my mother is probably somewhere. I know she's somewhere. But thinking, oh, think about this child, about that child, about this grandchild, that grandchild. What does a bubby do all day? She thinks about her children and grandchildren. Push. When a woman works, busy with her job, with her home, with her this, with her that, with her bridge club, with her shopping, then you become a bubby. You just worry about your children and grandchildren. You think about them all day. You daven for them. So thank you for everything you've done for me in the past, and thank you for everything you've done for me today. Shalom l'chad oylam l'kuvmul yodcha yashiv l'ch balag mula sela. Peace unto you forever. And God should repay you all that you did for me. I can't repay you. How does a child repay a parent? What can I do for my parent that will repay what they did for me, giving me life? I can't think of anything. Another letter. El Hod Hadris Kvayt Ovi Moiv Rabbi Meitivei Toivois Netzach Shlita. To the splendorous, glorious, honorable Father, my master, my teacher, who does so much good for me forever, he should live and be well for a long life. He's other Lashonos, Rav Dessler, he concludes a letter, Bincho v'avtecho kol hayomim, azoy dar zayim. I'm your son, and I'm your servant for all the days. So, this is a very good segue to think about how we can honor our parents more in every way, shape, or form. Ritzono shel adam zeh ukvodo. What do they want? You call them up and say, well, what can I do for you, mom? What can I do for you, dad? I want to do something for you. I want to make you happy. Halavai, halavai, halavai. Im kachaya yachas. What a beautiful world we live in. What's the messianic vision? I think the messianic vision is we'll all sit and we'll say Hashem Elokim, Hashem Elokim, Hashem Elokim. It's also true. But there's more than that. Hinei Anochi Shalech Lechem Et Eliyah Navi Bifnei Yom Hashem Agadol V'Hanora. What's he going to do? Veishiv Levavos Al Bonim Lev Bonim Alavos, to bring parents and children back together. So many ruptured relationships between parents and children. It's simply heartbreaking. We don't want to have that. And I understand why. Parents hurt children. Children hurt parents. It's a very emotionally charged relationship. Very. A lot of expectations. A lot of unmet expectations. Hashem. More parnassah for psychologists. But it's very sad. Very, very sad. How many children don't speak to parents? They're not on speaking terms. So we should work on trying to be ma'ir b'kavod. And you can do it whether your parents are alive or not alive. Mechabdim, mechayim, mechabdim, mamoisim, to do things l'nei nishmasim, to give tzedakah. Everything you can do. Parents. Said again, the Bavli equates the honor of parents, the honor of God. Yerushalmi was noch weiter, to honor your parents more than you honor God. Flugis gedolvas. We should be zocha mitz Hashem to have the proper honor for our parents and give them a lot of nachas and to be zocha b'karov to the kiyum of the Navi v'heishiv leivavos albonim v'leibonim alavosim. Herevi amenu amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.